Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An Idaho health board is the first in the country to defy the CDC and the FDA by removing the COVID shots from clinics. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is really a positive move, and we're seeing European countries that are really getting hold of how these COVID shots are not a good thing after many people have been harmed and killed as a result. They have been pulling them out. Now you have an Idaho health board pulling these COVID shots out of its clinics as well.
Yeah, the Idaho Southwest District Health will no longer offer the COVID-19 shots after the board voted 4-3 recently to pull the shots from 30 locations where it provides healthcare services. It's the first health agency in America to do so. And in fact, this followed expert presentations by renowned cardiologist and internal medicine specialist, Dr. Peter McCullough, pathologist Dr. Ryan Cole, pediatrician Dr. Moon, and obstetrician and gynecologist Dr. James Thorpe on safety concerns related to the COVID shots. Dr. Tribble, the board's only physician, invited them to speak. Dr. Tribble was obviously brave to do so, and he reached out to these experts to give presentation to the Idaho board. And consequently, after hearing the presentation about the safety and efficacy, in other words, the lack of safety and the lack of efficacy, the board voted 4-3 to pull all the COVID shots from its various clinics.
You know, Matt, it's really shocking that after all the issues that have come up from these COVID shots, and they don't, you know, protect anyone, obviously, they have even added them to the childhood vaccinations in a lot of states now. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that it's being added.
A COVID shot. Why does a child need a COVID shot?
At such young ages.
Yes, they have immunity.
And for little kids like that, it's very non-threatening to their life.
You know, and it makes them little pincushions. I'm so proud of Dr. Peter McCullough. He is coming out and saying, you know, I would not recommend any of these shots for children.
Yeah, his thinking on all of this since COVID and his research and a lot of other doctors as well on these childhood vaccines has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these doctors, and I would put Dr. Peter McCullough in the same category. Originally, if you go back to 1990s, go into 2020, as we're moving into COVID, they were all just following the same CDC, FDA protocol, the same thing that they were taught in medical school. And what happened to them and what happened to the common public is when all this happened and there was this big push to get the COVID shot, and it's an experimental new kind of so-called vaccine, quote unquote, that uses mRNA technology, not some kind of weakened or deadened virus, but some kind of new system that had never been before used. And then there was this push and then a mandate. Mm-hmm. And there was this propaganda that it's safe and effective. And then when you started to see reports coming out in the VAERS report of adverse events, you started to hear of people who were now suffering side effects from these shots themselves.
We started to know people and that we're getting cancer, et cetera, from these shots.
A lot of people, including many individuals that I know in the medical profession, they began to do their own individual research.
Right.
And what they found, what a lot of people found, is that this big pharma lie of all these vaccines, pushing them all on children, and particularly as it results in the COVID shot, were propaganda pieces.
And you think about it, I mean, they push these shots out in unbelievable speed and time, whereas you normally have years where you go through testing and studies and whatnot. They didn't do that with a COVID shot.
No, they didn't do that with the COVID shot. And then you had, you know, a lot of people changed their primary doctors because they'd go to their primary doctor and the primary doctor would push the COVID shots on you. I know we had an alternative health doctor and we stopped going to that doctor because the doctor wanted, didn't push it, but was favorable to the COVID shots. And then even after contracting COVID, suggested, oh, well, you know what? You can still build up your immunity if you get another if you get a COVID shot. Wow. And, you know, when we started thinking, we are going to you for a good treatment.
Holistic yeah.
treatment. And if you're that stupid.
So we're going to have to find an alternative.
How can we trust you on other right. things when we have a lot of information that you apparently are clueless about? So, you know, we've done interviews with Dr. Peter McCullough. We've done interviews with Dr. Ryan Cole. We've done interviews with Dr. James Thorpe, OBGYN. All of these are amazing, well-qualified individuals. They were part of the presentation. The board heard from 300 constituents listening to well-informed physicians, and they assessed the public health record, and they made an informed decision not to stock its own clinics with the COVID shots. There's lots of information that is coming out now with regards to the COVID shots. There's a lot of information with regards to people. In fact, I still receive information from people pretty much every other week or sometimes every week, emails from people who have received the COVID shot or their friends or family have, and it was in the second shot that they had an issue. Or I have received information from people who they went into the hospital because they had trouble breathing, and the hospitals were following the Dr. Fauci protocol, and they were not giving them any vitamins or nutraceuticals. They would not allow ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and they would put them on a ventilator, and they would then give them remdesivir. Mm-hmm. I have a very detailed link. In fact, it's on our lc.org/vaccine page. You can go down to treatment. And it's updated on a regular basis. Real-time studies on all these different nutraceuticals and medications relative to their effectiveness involving COVID. Remdesivir is one of the worst. It was known at the very beginning that it was not effective. It was also known at the very beginning in its very short testing that it was dangerous and that it had side effects. And yet Fauci and the FDA and the CDC pushed it. And so people would go into the hospitals and they would get this standard protocol of ventilation and remdesivir.
And the hospitals were making money from that protocol.
Yeah, and if they didn't stick to that protocol, they wouldn't make money.
Right, they didn't make money from giving out ivermectin.
And then a lot of these hospitals have bought up the private practice doctors, and the doctors that are in private practice that are on their own have hospital privileges with those hospitals. And the hospitals issued these protocols because they were getting directives by the CDC and the FDA and money for these other doctors to follow their protocol. And so some of the other doctors were pushing the shots. We also know, for example, pediatricians were being told by their health insurance companies that they needed to have a certain percentage of their children with the COVID shots. Beyond COVID, they already have that. Pediatricians, when you go to your pediatrician and they say, well, your child needs to get this, this, and that, you know what? Ask them about what their percentage of vaccination requirement is that they get mandated by their insurance company. You make them fall underneath that percentage, then they will lose some of the reimbursements. They'll get punished by their insurance carrier.
And speaking of punishment, I mean, these doctors that refuse, for example, Dr. Peter McCullough, once he saw the truth in all this and pushed back and started talking about this, then they came after him with a vengeance for his license, for his position at a hospital, all of that, they came after him.
Well, the VAERS is the primary mechanism for reporting adverse vaccine reactions. And that particular report, most people are unaware of it, even within the medical profession. And then it's so clunky and difficult to enter that when some doctors actually do it, it takes too much time. So there's a lot of material that's not in there because some in the medical profession don't even know it exists, amazingly. Two, it's clunky and it's too cumbersome to use. And three, they just have an adverse idea. They don't want to put in negative information. But notwithstanding all that, as of September, late September, there were 1,604,710 VAERS reports of injury or death following the COVID-19 shots.
And that's probably only about 1%.
That's about 1% of what's reality. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/vaccine. That's lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.